What is the halacha if a person has an edim sitting and learning in kollel? And, sometimes it's not that easy to support him. And the question is, can the person use mois meiser, money that he was already hufrash, he was already mafresh to be used for meiser, can he use that money to support his edim with, or no? Perhaps that money has to be used dafka to support aniyim and can't be used to support an edim that he already promised to support when his daughter got married. That is the question. And in order to get to the psak on this, we have to give a brief hakdama. The halacha basically is as follows. If you have a mitzvah that's incumbent on you, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. For instance, the purchasing of tefillin, the purchasing of an esrig on sukkahs. These mitzvahs are incumbent on the person. So if something is a mitzvah chiyuvis that's incumbent on you, the halacha is that mitzvah has to be facilitated through purchasing the item ayidei mois chulin and not ayidei mois meiser. The money has to come from chulin, not from meiser. That's the halacha. Because it's a davar shebechayva. That's a gemara. If it's a davar shebechayva, it's a chiyuv incumbent on you, let's say an esrig, tefillin, it has to come specifically from chulin. You can't use something that's already earmarked for meiser. Because if it's already earmarked for meiser, that's not considered a chulin, and therefore you can't be mechayim your chiyuv with something that's already for Hashem. It's already meiser. It's already earmarked for a mitzvah. So it can't be used to purchase a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in. That's the basic rule of the Gemara. The question is, does this only apply when the mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis? It's incumbent on you, like esrig, like tefillin, only there does the money have to come from chulin? Or do we say, no, this even applies by a mitzvah she'ein chiyuvis. Let's say you have a mitzvah that's not incumbent on you, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It is definitely a mitzvah to do this thing. Let's say you want to be bring down a chasna and kala who have a hard time making a chasna. You want to bring them down to the chuppah and make a wedding for them. Or you want to be a sandik. Let's say you want to be a sandik and you want to purchase the rights to be a sandik from a certain father. Can you use mois meiser to purchase this right? In other words, you have a mitzvah that's not a chiv on you. Does that also have to come from chulin, or could it come from meiser? Or you want to purchase a sefer. A sefer is a mitzvah. You're going to learn from it. Can I use mois meiser? Or do we say no? If it's a mitzvah, it has to come from chulin. It can't come from meiser. That is the question. And at first glance, it seems like it's a big machlekes in the Pesukim. Because the Ramah brings down from the Ma'aril that says the following psak, that if you have money that's going to be donated to purchase neiros for a shul, in those days they used to have a type of rotation where different members of the shul would donate neiros to basic knesses. So if it's, let's say, your turn, can you use mois meiser? The Ma'aril says no, you cannot. He's machmer. And he says that your mois meiser have to go to the aniyim, and they shouldn't be used for the performance of a mitzvah, such as giving neiros to beis haknesses, which is a mitzvah. That seems to imply that if you have a mitzvah she'en chiyuvis, neiros to beis haknesses, pashtos, it's not something that's incumbent on the individual, nonetheless, it cannot come from mois meiser. However, the Shach, the Taz, they all bring down from the Maharam Rutenberg, who seems to disagree. And he says that if, let's say, you want to purchase the right to be a sandik at a bris, which is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you can, in fact, use mois meiser if you wouldn't have done the mitzvah if you had to use mois chulin. In other words, if you're a person that the only way you'll do the mitzvah is with mois meiser, you could, in fact, do the mitzvah using mois meiser, and it counts. It could be used in your meiser cheshbon. So too, you're allowed to use mois meiser to purchase svarim. If you're going to allow other people to learn from, you're allowed to purchase svarim with mois meiser again, because it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore you can use mois meiser to this effect. And pashtos, it's a machlekes, that the Ma'aril holds that it's osur, that even a mitzvah she'ein chiyuvis has to come directly from chulin, can't come from mois meiser, and the Ma'aram disagrees. The Ma'aram holds that no, a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis can indeed come from Mois Meiser. Only a mitzvah chiyuvis is barred from being used to be used in the purchase of Meiser, of Mois Meiser. So again, it's pashtus, it's a machlekes between the Maharil and the Maharam. However, it's not so simple. It's not so simple, and it's a big shaila if they in fact are arguing or they're not arguing. The shita of the Be'er HaGoyla is that they're in fact not arguing. And they're talking about two different scenarios. The Maharil, who said that you cannot use Mois Meiser to buy Neiros LeBeis HaKnesses, to donate Neiros to the Shul, that Maharil is talking about a case where the mitzvah was actually incumbent on each individual. That they had a rotation in those days, and each individual member of the Shul was mechuyev. There was a mitzvah chiyuvis that he had to donate Neiros LeBeis HaKnesses. And since, in that case, it was an example of a mitzvah chiyuvis, that is why he said that it couldn't come from Mois Meiser, it had to come from Mois Chul. Mashein Kane, the Maharam, he was talking about a case where it was a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis. And since it was a mitzvah that wasn't a chiyuv, such as the purchasing of Svarim, or the purchasing of the rights to be a sandik at a bris, that is not a chiyuvis, and therefore, since it's not an obligation, you could in fact use Mois Meiser if you weren't holding by doing the mitzvah, if you had to use Mois Chul. So that's how the Be'er HaGoyla understands that it's no machlekes, and the halacha is that if it's a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis, everyone agrees that you can in fact use Mois Meiser use this Mois Meiser to purchase the mitzvah. That is the shita of the Be'er HaGoyla. However, the Chasam Sofer disagrees. And the Chasam Sofer, Lemaisa, makes the following important distinction la'alocha. And he says like this. There's a big machlokes in the Poskim about the origin and the nature of Meiser. What's this inyan of giving Meiser from your money? So some shitas hold that it's actually a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to give Meiser. Some hold a chiyuv deraisa, many hold a chiyuv derabanan. Most Poskim assume, and this is how we go to Maisa, that the halacha is like the Bach. And the Bach holds that it's bechlal not an obligation. It's merely a minhag. And we say merely, it's a minhag. It's a real minhag. But it's a minhag. And a person adopts upon himself a minhag to give Maiser. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, whether or not you could purchase a mitzvah using Mois Meiser will depend on how you adopted upon yourself the original minig that you had to give Meiser. And says the Chasam Sofer as follows. If during the initial giving of Meiser, when you started the minig of giving Meiser, you had a stipulation, you made a tenai that you're enabling yourself to use Mois Meiser for the purchase of a mitzvah, then it's mutter. It's mutter because since your gufa stipulating that it's okay, that is the form of your minhag, and therefore you could in fact use Mois Meiser to purchase a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis, a mitzvah that's not incumbent on you. However, if you didn't make a tanai the first three times that you did this mitzvah, and you just gave without any caveat, the halacha is that you're not allowed to use Mois Meiser with the purchase of even mitzvahs that are not a mitzvah chiyuvis, that are not actually incumbent upon you. That is the halacha according to the Chasam Sofer. So it depends on if you made it a tanai me'ikara or you didn't make a tanai me'ikara. If you made a tanai me'ikara, you're allowed to use a Mois Meiser to purchase the mitzvah, such as svarim or such as being a sandik. Those mitzvahs you can use Mois Meiser if you made a tanai originally. And if you didn't make a tanai originally, you cannot use Mois Meiser even for the purchase of mitzvahs that are not actually incumbent on you. Now, the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed in Chelek Beis Perek Yutes points out that even the Chasam Sofer, who holds that if you didn't make a tanai, you're not allowed to use Mois Meiser in order to purchase a mitzvah that's not a chiyuv on you, even he agrees that if, let's say, the money that is going to be going to the mitzvah is actually going to end up going to an ani, then it's mutter. And for instance, if let's say you want to purchase the rights to be a sandik, and the baby's parents are in fact people who are poor, and therefore they are people that are roy, that are actually eligible to accept the meiser money, then it's mutter to use Mois Meiser to purchase the rights to be a sandik, because then your money, even though it's going for a mitzvah, it's going to adim who could benefit from mois meiser. And therefore, in that case, the kuli alma, it's mutter to purchase the mitzvah using mois meiser, since the mois meiser is going to an ani. But the machlekes is where the mois meiser is not going to the money, it's just going to the performance of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, whether or not you could use mois meiser, that is the machlekes. Also, the place can point out that even if you're mekel, even according to the mekilim, that only applies, the kula only applies if you're able to, if you're not able to afford being mekayim the mitzvah and purchasing the rights for the mitzvah if you don't use mois meiser. But if you could simply use mois chulin and you decide you want to use mois meiser, then you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to use mois meiser for a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev to do if you could afford to do the mitzvah using mois chulin. The whole machlekes is only if you wouldn't do the mitzvah without using mois meiser, because you are not so comfortable, and therefore you will not perform this mitzvah if you have to use a mois chulin. So only in that case is there a heter, according to the Maharam, to use mois meiser to this effect. So at any rate, what emerges is that there's a machlekes between the Be'er HaGoyla and the Chasam Sofer Lemaisa about using mois meiser in the performance of a mitzvah that's not incumbent on the person, that's not actually a chiv on the person. The Be'er HaGoyla holds that it's mutter. You can use mois meiser for this if, let's say, you wouldn't do the mitzvah if you had to use mois chulin. And the Chasam Sofer holds that it depends on your original tanai. When you originally were mafresh meiser, you originally started to be noyig, to be mafresh meiser, if you made the tanai at that point that you are allowing yourself to use mois meiser in the performance of mitzvahs, then you could use the mois meiser to buy the rights to the mitzvah. And if you didn't make any tanai, then it's aser, even though we're talking about a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah that's incumbent on you. That's the shita of the Chasam Sofer, that's the shita of the Be'er HaGoyla, it's machlekes apayiskin. Now we get to the shaila about using mois meiser to support your edim in kollel, the shaila that we began with. You have an edim learning in kollel, and you want to know, you know, times are getting a little bit tight financially, and you want to know, can you use mois meiser to support your edim? So the halacha is as follows, and it's mavur like this from the Taz in Simon Reish Mem Tes. Says the Taz that a person who voluntarily is makabel on himself to, let's say, help someone to give someone money, then he says that it's mutter for him to use his mois meiser to this effect, to help this person, learn in kailul, if at the time that he was makabel on himself, he said specifically that he wants to be able to use mois meiser to this effect. And therefore, if let's say your child is engaged and the father of the kala says, I want my son-in-law to be able to learn in kollel for 5 years, and he says, I'm going to give them $1,000 a month for 5 years, then if he says initially that I want to be able to use mois meiser for this, then he's in fact able to use mois meiser to support his edim, and there is no issue of having a mitzvah being done coming from mois chulin, because the meiser, you are masna, you stipulate in meikara that you want this self-imposed chiv to be able to be accomplished ayide giving mois meiser. And the reason for this heter is that since the entire chiv that you're giving your $1,000 a month to your edim is based on a self-imposed chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv that was incumbent on you from the Torah or from the Rabbanon. It's just a self-imposed chiyuv that you're mechayev yourself to support him. Therefore, if meikara, when you initiated the chiyuv upon yourself, you said that you want to be able to use mois meiser for this, then it's mutter to use mois meiser for that. But if you didn't make any tanai, then l'chayra it's aser. Why? Because since you didn't make any stipulation, and now it became a self-imposed chiyuv. Now you're mechuyev to support him. You promised to support him for 5 years. Now you're mechuyev to support him for 5 years. So now it's a something that's a chayva. It's a mitzvah that's incumbent on you. And a mitzvah that's incumbent on you, a mitzvah chiyuvist, you cannot use mois meiser to accomplish this objective. And therefore, you cannot use Mois Meiser to support your Eidim if you weren't Masta Meikara, if you didn't originally stipulate that you're allowed to use Mois Meiser for this Chiyuv. That is the halacha lemaisa when it comes to supporting your Eidim for Mois Meiser. It depends on if you were initially Masne and stipulated that you're able to do so. With respect to the purchase of Svarim, can you use Mois Meiser to purchase Svarim? Svarim, again, is an example of a mitzvah she'eini chiyuvis. And we mentioned that it's machlekes the Be'er HaGoyle and the Chassam Sofer about this, a mitzvah she'eini chiyuvis, whether you could use Mois Meiser or not to purchase Svarim. So the Taz, we mentioned, brought down from the Ma'aram that it's mutter to use Mois Meiser to purchase Svarim, but he mentioned a very important caveat that we should mention, and that is that it's not enough that you buy Svarim for yourself to learn from. You only can use Mois Meiser if you're going to buy this Svarim and allow others to borrow it and to learn from it. And therefore, says the Taz, you have to write in the Sefer that this Sefer is Meiser, it comes from Meiser, and therefore this has to be forever allowed to be used by the public, and it cannot be held by any particular member of the family or friend, because it has to be designated for the use of the rabbim, because it's Mois, it comes from Mois Meiser. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan basically says that it's not a practical heter, because basically the only heter it comes out l'maisa that we have for using Mois Meiser to purchase Svarim is if you're going to allow the Sefer to stay in the Beis Medrash and to allow the rabbim to continually use from it. And therefore, it's quite a limited heter, and therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, one shouldn't really rely on it so much l'maisa, because it's not so practical, that you're only allowed to use Mois Meiser to buy Svarim if you're going to actually, you know, basically give it to the rabbim, put it in shul and let everyone learn from, which is not exactly the most practical thing if you want to buy a Sefer for yourself. And therefore, that is the halacha l'maisa with respect to using Mois Meiser to purchase Svarim. Now we'll talk about just one more example. And what about aliyahs? You want to buy an aliyah. Can you use Mois Meiser to buy an aliyah? So the Taz, again, says that it depends on your initial stipulation. And he says that if b'shas, the kinyan of the mitzvah, when you purchased the aliyah, you had in mind that you're allowed to pay for it with Mois Meiser, then it's mutter, you could use Mois Meiser to buy the aliyah for yourself. However, there's an interesting chumrah that Rabbi Kveger brings down from the Shla. And Zok Kveger b'shem the Shla, that you can't use Mois Meiser for the entire purchase. And he says like this. He says, when you have an auction that takes place, and they bid for the aliyahs and shul, so what happens? One person, let's say, bids a certain amount, and then you outbid him. So he says, you could only use Mois Meiser to pay for the amount that you outbid the second highest bidder. In other words, if let's say a different bidder decided he's going to pay $100 for the aliyah, and you say $150, so says the Shlach HaKadosh, and Kveger brings this down, that you can only use Mois Meiser to pay for the extra $50 that you gave to the shul over the second highest bidder of $100. Why? Because the first $100, the tztaka, or the shul, wasn't actually being nene from you in particular, because they would have anyways gotten the $100 even without you, because he bid $100. That was you or Mahana, the tztaka, was only the $50 that you outbid him with, and therefore only for that $50 you could use Mois Tztaka to pay for this chiyuv, but the rest of it, the other $100 that they would have gotten anyways, you cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for this amount. Now this is a chiddush. This is a chiddush, and one in Svara could hear a not like this. But l'maisa, this is what Kiveger brings down from the Shla, that you could only use Mois Meiser to pay for the excess money that you outbid your friend, and you can't use Mois Meiser to pay for the entire bid for of the aliyah.